You're listening to SBS News.
The Philippines presidential election has been won by the son of the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos. Popularly known as Bongbong or BBM, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is the son and namesake of the country's ousted dictator. An unofficial vote tally shows Bongbong Marcos has received double the number of votes of his closest opponent, current Vice President Lenny Robredo. Voters like Isaiah Mirafuentes gathered in the capital, Manila, to celebrate the result.
After we vote, we go here to support and wait for the result, and now we won 20 million plus votes for BBM!
Around 93.8% of the eligible ballots have been counted, with Bongbong Marcos securing 29.9 million votes. An official result is expected at the end of the month. Mr. Marcos has thanked volunteers for months of sacrifice and hard work.
I want to thank you for all that you have done for us. There are thousands of you out there, volunteers, parallel groups, political leaders that have cast their lot with us because of their belief in our message.
But he says the vote count isn't over.
Let us keep watch on this, on the vote. Kung tayo'y palarin.
If we'll be fortunate, I'll expect that your help will not wane, your trust will not wane, because we have a lot of things to do in the time ahead.
Bongbong Marcos has been criticized for not presenting clear policies and skipping presidential debates. His campaign was led mostly by a simple but vague message of unity. Australia-based nurse Maria Alma Ocampo watched the polls at the Philippine Consulate General in Melbourne. She's told SBS News about the initial reaction there, among other supporters of Ms. Robredo and her party.
We were so sad, heartbroken and disillusioned. Those were the initial feelings and thoughts that came to our mind, especially because I was a poll watcher here as well in Melbourne, in Victoria. So we were in Philippine Consulate General in Melbourne, and the vote turned out that people, the Filipino Australians in Victoria, are for Lenny and Lenny Robredo and Kiko Pangilinan. So after posting that, and then we slowly learned about what's happening in the Philippines, our initial joy and happiness here in Melbourne turned into sadness.
As the votes were being counted, Challenger and Vice President Ms. Robredo called for transparency in a video message.
I know it's not easy to take in the numbers being released by the quick count. It's not just anxiety, but also dismay that our people are experiencing. I am aware of this. This dismay may boil over, especially after hearing reports of irregularities in the elections. Even now, there are people whose votes have not been read. There are those who were at the voting precincts and are still waiting for their ballots to be submitted. Just like you, I also believe that the election should mirror a clear and honest voice of the people.
And she acknowledge the political divide in the country.
We love our country, but we cannot make this an issue that would divide our love for the country. Even if a lot of votes have not been read, even if there are still questions in this election that need to be answered, it is clear that the thoughts of the people are becoming known. In the name of the Philippines that you all love, we need to listen, because in the end, there is only one country that we serve.
Ferdinand Marcos Sr. ruled as President of the Philippines from 1965 to 1986, with nearly a decade of that time under martial law. His rule was characterized by corruption, authoritarianism, and human rights abuses such as killings and torture. Bongbong Marcos hasn't apologized for the atrocities under his father's rule, and the Marcos family still denies appropriating billions of dollars of state wealth during his leadership. President Marcos Sr. was deposed in 1986 after a People's Power uprising. As part of the Filipino youth movement advocating for human rights in the Philippines, 30-year-old Ms. Ocampo is upset by what this new result might mean for the country.
I feel that we failed the people before us who fought for the 1986 Marxist dictatorship. And we're still fighting for the people, for the human rights atrocities of Marcos that hasn't been fully compensated. And they don't feel remorseful of what they've done.
The return of the once exiled Marcos family to office has divided the nation and the Filipino community in Australia. Ms. Ocampo believes disinformation throughout the election campaign, including painting Ferdinand Marcos Sr.'s rule as a golden age of the country, has contributed to Bongbong's win. And there's concern the new leadership could lead to a greater alignment between the Philippines and China. Bongbong Marcos is expected to continue the policies of outgoing President Rodrigo Duterte, known for his strongman approach and war on drugs, who is currently under investigation by the International Criminal Court for alleged state crimes. Despite the result, Ms. Ocampo says she has faith in her country.
A lot of people are disillusioned, feeling hopeless for our motherland, for our beloved motherland. But I think wherever we are, I'm in Australia, some of my friends and families are in the Philippines. We have to fight in our own way, and we don't have to let the disinformation fake news. We don't have to let it sink into the Filipino mind. We have to fight it as much as we can.
Bongbong Marcos is expected to take office on the 30th of June for a single 6-year term. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.